Shop Rickey's, to our heart's delight.
Dancing to Swingaroo Quickies, Jukebox Saturday night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot licks with vanilla, Jukebox Saturday night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honeyland.
Making one Coke last us,
yeah, it's time to scram.
Money we really don't need that.
We make out all right,
let the other guy feed that. Jukebox Saturday night.
A soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
I didn't know why the roses grew, then I wouldn't know why the roses grew.
Now listen, honey child, if I didn't know all them little things I'm supposed to know, then I sure would be a sad man
if I didn't.
Got you in the 1940s right now. Say what you will about World War II, but you know what? They sounded like they were having a hell of a lot of fun. Much more fun than this COVID-19 crap.
Forevermore, forevermore's a memory. it's your girl Heather from Texas, Weather Heather. And when I'm in the basement at the Alamo, I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford. Yeehaw!
A fact. In old Trinidad, I also fear the the situation is mighty queer, like the Yankee girls, the native swoon. When she hears der bingle croon, drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, the next day sit in hot sun and cool off, drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, it's a fact, Mom, it's a fact, rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola, working for the Yankee dollar.
Hey, how's it going? This is your old friend Mike from high school. Yeah, the guy you never bought any beers for. I was wondering if you could play the theme song to the Meatballs movie. Because I'm thinking about the summertime and all the times you said you'd buy me beer and never bought me beer. All right, everyone's talking about time travel. Let's dance, buddy.
Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the sunshine? Are you ready for the fresh and beans, the apple trees, and a whole lot of good?
These children are going to the most glamorous of all summer camps, Camp Mohawk. There's a two-year waiting list, and every child has to be voted in. On top of all that, it costs $1,000 a week to go to Camp Mohawk. The question is it worth $1,000 a week?
It sure is. It's the best darn camp there is.
Well, are you connected with Camp Mohawk?
Well, I think so. I'm the program director, Jerry Aldini.
Well, how do you justify $1,000 a week?
Well, we have some special programs. We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger, will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack that?
We'll see. But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer. During Sexual Awareness Week, we import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee, $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
That's incredible.
What do you expect for $1,000 a week? Hey, you have a good summer, too, huh?
Going to do a little mini Watch This with Chris Searle. Watch This is a movie program I do from time to time on WMFO. My buddy Mike called in. He wanted to hear the theme song to Meatballs, so I figured why not do a little selection of the soundtrack from Meatballs. Meatballs is a 1979 Canadian comedy film directed by Ivan Reitman, and it's Bill Murray's first film. Ivan Reitman also went on to do Stripes and Ghostbusters with Bill Murray. Written by Len Bloom, Dan Goldberg, Janice Allen, and Harold Ramis. And its running time was 94 minutes, released in June 29th, 1979 by Paramount. It had a budget of $1.6 million and a box office of $43 million, and it was played on HBO, home box office, left and right, which is the first time I saw it, and I thought it was hilarious. Good little movie. Find it, because I could use some summer right now. We could use some spring. It's been like the longest winter ever with no snow. It's just been cold and lousy, and there's invisible things out there coming to get you. So anyway, Watch This, Meatballs, couple songs from the soundtrack of Meatballs here on Time Travel with a little mini Watch This with Chris Earle right now for you. Here you go, buddy.
So pity us. The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're gonna smoke and drink and fool around.
We're nookie bound.
We're North Star CIT. So pity us. The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're gonna smoke and drink and fool around. Looking out, we're North Star CIT.
Here we go!
We are CIT, so pity us. The kids are brats, the food is hideous. We're gonna smoke and drink and fool around. We're looking out, we're North Star CIT.
We're the North Star
saying you can change the record, but don't you change.
Attention, here's an update on tonight's dinner. It was veal. I repeat, veal. The winner of tonight's Mystery Meat Contest is Jeffrey Corbin, who guessed some kind of beef. Congratulations, Jeffrey. You just won a brand new Chrysler Cordova, and you can pick it up at Morty's office.
Hello.
Got any kids in your family?
No.
Did you ever do any time? Prison?
No.
You know how to wire a car?
Not yet, no.
Now you'll learn in class. My place, where do you think?
It's big enough?
It's got a double bed. What's the matter with you? Haven't you ever lived with anyone before?
No. Have you?
Pets, you know, dog, a fish. No, I haven't. I've never asked anyone before.
Attention all campers, afternoon swim schedule is as follows. Advanced dolphins will report to the dock for survival swimming and IQ testing. All senior silverfish meet on the beach for nude sunbathing. Junior salmon, trout, and herring report to the nearest delicatessen. Six-year-old tadpole report to the swamp. And all lobsters, get out of here, you're a menace.
They know it all, but don't know where it's at. Some go winning game, but they can't hold a match.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. Yeah. They strut around with all the macho charm. When the pressure's on, they run to mama's arms.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Got a little mini tribute to Little Richard, who passed away this week at the age of 87, for the next few minutes here on Time Travel.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it. Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she walks by, the mean folks get in gross.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she winks an eye, the brass lights turn to toes.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she got a lot of what they call the mold.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger made to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Won't you kindly be aware, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it.
If she mesmerizes every mother's soul.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
If she smiles and beefsteak become well done.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bending knees.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be she's in love with me.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
of what they call the mold.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to flee.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger man to squeeze.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, if she's in love with me.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
This is my own beautiful hair. What to do with it, fellas? Take it off! I said, and get down and win it.
Hey, Lana.
another one that we just done for you, called Good Golly Miss Molly.
Denise Basic is a real Geico customer, not a paid celebrity. So to help tell her story, we hired a celebrity.
It was Thanksgiving night when I accidentally hit a deer.
Whoa, look out, look out!
I called Geico expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Geico got my claim in the works right away, and I was actually able to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
Geico. Real service, real savings.
Richard is back with his biggest hit.
McDonald's starburst cheeseburgers are
cheese for 88-cent double cheeseburgers. And for breakfast, sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches are also 88 cents each.
With McDonald's double cheeseburgers on just 88. Now it's time for me to say, have you had your break today?
Tribute to Little Richard here on Time Travel. The Girl Can't Help It, Get Down With It, Good Golly Miss Molly, Tutti Frutti, Rip It Up, and Babyface. He was one of the architects of rock and roll, and there are not many left. I believe Jerry Lee Lewis is one of the only ones that is still alive, but he was one of the great rock and rollers, and it's a shame he passed away at the age of 87. I really liked him a lot, and if you want to read something interesting, read his autobiography, and talks about rock and roll and the hardships he had growing up as a gay black man in the South in Alabama. It's a good read, and he was a good man, and it's a shame that he's passed on. But there you go. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m.
This is Stash reminding you to listen to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford with Chris Earle. There's no such thing as time, and we don't exist, but keep your devices tuned to 91.5 Medford. Keep it tuned. Do it. Do it.
Watch me, 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 wat
What a great tune. Ronnie James Dio there, and before that, In Excess in 1985 here on Time Travel. What You Need and Hungry for Heaven. You can find that on the Vision Quest soundtrack. Great movie from 1985.
Yo, this is Ice-T. Get high off music, not dope. Dope is for losers. Straight up, that's a fact. That's all there is to say. This is Ice-T. I'm out of here.
Hey, it's your girl, Weva Heva from Texas. And when I am visiting a party at the private group of the Satan's Helpers, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. I'm trying to use the phone.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, this place misunderstood. Misknowing it's so good, it didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than perfect. Pretty, pretty please, if you ever, ever feel like you're nothing, you're perfect to me. You're so yourself, you were wrong. Change the voices in your head. Make them like you instead. So complicated, look how we are making. Filled with so much hatred, such a tired game. It's enough.
Swallow the fear. The only thing I should be drinking is an ice cold beer. So cool in line, and we try, 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 but we try too hard, and it's a waste of my time. Done looking for the critics, cause they're everywhere. They don't like my jeans, they don't get my hair. Exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Buford Tannen was a notorious gunman whose short temper and a tendency to drool earned him the nickname Mad Dog. He was quick on the trigger and bragged that he had killed 12 men, not including Indians or Chinamen.
We'll be right back.
so, Marty, I now say farewell and wish you Godspeed. You've been a good, kind, and loyal friend to me, and you made a real difference in my life. I will always treasure our relationship and think on you with fond memories, warm feelings, and a special place in my heart. Your friend in time, Doc Emmett L. Brown, September 1st, 1885. I never knew I could write anything so touching.
No, Doc, it's beautiful.
Good night, time travelers. You've been listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle, previously recorded for WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Stay healthy, stay safe, my friends. Call on in. Give me some messages. I'll add them to the show. Good luck, everybody. Spring's right around the corner.